AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump surprised reporters by showing up in the White House briefing room today. Ed Donahue explains why.
President Trump was sworn in for a second time 1 year ago today. He says there have been a lot of accomplishments.
All page after page after page, individual things. I could stand here and read it for a week and we wouldn't be finished.
The president also talked about the violence in Minneapolis involving ICE agents. One woman was shot and killed. The president says ICE is there to crack down on fraud.
The crime is incredible. The financial crimes are incredible. And the problem is because of the agitators and insurrectionists, whatever you want, troublemakers.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal prosecutors served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials as part of an investigation into whether they obstructed or impeded the federal immigration operation in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Governor Tim Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison, and the mayors of the Twin Cities were among those receiving subpoenas. President Trump struck a somewhat softer tone on his insistence that the U.S. take control of Greenland.
We will work something out where NATO is going to be very happy and where we're going to be very happy. But we need it for security purposes. We need it for national security and even world security.
He's headed to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, where his threat to impose new tariffs on countries like Sweden, who oppose his proposed Greenland takeover, have not gone over well. Swedish Finance Minister Elisabeth Svantesson.
I think it's sad and totally absurd that we have an American president who's blackmailing the rest of us, trying to get a bit of land, piece of land, or buy it through threats. It's a new low.
Trump's tariff threat sent stocks tumbling, led by tech shares. The S&P fell 2.1%, the Nasdaq 2.4%. The Dow dropped 870 points, or 1.8%. This is AP News. It's the middle of winter, but Gethin Gulbaugh has some baseball news.
Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones have been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Beltran received 84.2% of the votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America in his fourth ballot appearance. Jones was picked on 78.4% of ballots in his ninth appearance. Chase Utley was the only other candidate to get at least half of the vote at 59.1%. Alex Rodriguez received 40% in his fifth appearance. Manny Ramirez received 38.8% in his 10th and final appearance. There were 11 blank ballots. I'm Gethin Gulbaugh.
And catcher JT Realmuto and the Philadelphia Phillies have finalized a three-year, $45 million contract. The three-time All-Star hit .257 with 12 homers for the Phils last year. There are more stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.